So according to a song by Deep Purple, Love Conquers All. If you don't know who Deep Purple is, I suggest you put them on your playlist. I was watching a movie last night that was on Netflix, and I hardly ever watch anything on Netflix but documentaries, but I like Seth Rogen, and I really, really like Charlize Theron. And there was a movie with both of them, and I can't remember what it's called, but did I mention I really like Charlize Theron? Charlize Theron has been hot since day one. I don't know what it is. I think it's just the next girl vibe, next door girl vibe. But she's awesome and she's an awesome actor. And I love that she does like comedy movies with basically a bunch of geeks. Like she does this one with Seth Rogen. She's done the one with McFarlane, the guy that writes Family Guy. She's done a movie and a TV show with him. Anyways, I love her. So they're in this movie. She is the Secretary of State. I won't give you any spoilers of this. I won't tell you the ending because that's kind of part of the story. But she is Secretary of State to the President, and she's going to run for President. And when she was younger, she babysat Seth Rogen's character in the movie. And something happened, and they basically never saw each other again. Kind of like a Something About Mary scenario. But and if you've never seen Something About Mary, then you need to turn this off right now and go watch that. So, they don't see each other, but then they bump into each other at a dinner of some kind, like a state dinner or something. And Seth Rogen's character is a journalist. He's totally against big pharma, big oil, big everything. He's like just looking for truth and just trying to do journalism about truth and about big banks and all that. You know, So, he's against the establishment, much like I am. Anyways, I'm going to try to make this as short as I can. So, she wants to become president. They bring Seth Rogen in to be her new writer, new speech writer, and all that. Now, obviously, things kindle. It's actually a great love movie. I got to give him credit. It's funny, plus it's a great love movie. I haven't seen anything good on Netflix or any other thing in a long time. This one was actually played all the angles. It was good. So they bring in Seth Rogen. He's a speechwriter. They fall back into their childhood love affair, and it's all cute and funny. And then, but the thing comes down to is the president is on the take, which, you know, is realistic. And the Charlize Theron, her character, is trying to start an initiative for global warming. She's trying to sign all these countries on. It's her big push for her current president, but also for her run. But the guys that control the government, just like in real life, they're against it. They pull her into the Oval Office with the president. President and the exec, they like ambush her, and they team up on her and say, listen, if you don't drop this whole global initiative about saving trees and all that, we're going to show this video of Seth Rogen basically masturbating to a picture. They tapped into his camera on his phone, and they got him masturbating to a picture of her. Anyways, so that's going to ruin him and probably ruin her. But so it was an ultimatum. They'll let her into the office of the White House if she drops the tree initiative and, you know, and follows suit with what big business tells everybody to do, like they currently do today. So she has a decision. You know, she, from the movie standpoint, she's going to make a great president. She's going to be a really good president. You know, if she's running on climate change, she's already doing something, you know. But the decision is, does love conquer all? Because now the decision is, does she let that, she goes against what they say and keeps pushing her initiative. She's still got good support, so she could probably still make president, but she's going to kill any kind of, Seth Rogen's going to basically be ruined, you know, so, which is pretty sad that, you know, I mean, she says it in the movie, you know, we all masturbate, I don't care who you are, so, but it is sad, it would probably ruin him. Anyways, so what I'm getting at is, I started thinking about it, and I'm like, you know, you've got this lady, you've got this woman, who, if she runs for president and makes it, she could change the world for a better place, okay? And we're just going to theorize on all this. So we say she becomes president, and the world changes. I'm not saying utopia, but she changes it enough that, you know, it's not the standard status quo like it has been for, I don't know, the last 200 years. But she's going to change things. She's against banks. She's against all that stuff. You know, so in real life, she would never make it because, you know, you can't be that person. But she's going to change all this stuff. And yes, Seth Rogen is going to, you know, lose some credibility and all that. She goes to Seth Rogen and tells him that. And he says, I don't care if the video comes out. I don't care if I got to live off ramen noodles in my crappy apartment for the rest of my life because that jerk-off video is out there. And she's like, but I understand that, but I have a chance to change the world. So that's the question. Like, it's one person over a billion, you know? Like, it's hard to understand because we all think that we can make decisions like that. Oh, I would stay with my lover, you know, blah, blah. But you've got to think of it. It's... In a lot of ways, it's like Pascal's wager. It's like the cave from Plato. Like, it's like, do you tell people, do you risk something for the greater? It's kind of like, do you got a guy on a train tracks, and then you have three other people on further down the train track. You've got to decide who is more, you know, more or less. And I've struggled with that question a lot when it comes to, like, you know, would you take a bullet for one person? Would you take a bullet for 10 people? Because that's the thing, like, who are we to decide which is more important? I suppose it's an individual choice that we all have to decide what's more important to us, which sounds selfish. Like, if you've got your child or you've got 10 other people's children, you know, your child can die and those 10 other children can live, or your child can live and those 10 other children can die. Now, most of us are going to choose our own child, but it's going to be the toughest decision, especially if they tell you you only have 5 minutes to decide. It's going to be the toughest decision in your life. And you're probably going to try every angle, like, hey, how about you kill me instead? But that's not going to work. So it may seem like it's not the same thing, but it really is when you think about it. So she has the opportunity to change the world as it is for the better. All she's going to do is break up with the person that she's loved since she was 16 years old. Or she can say screw it all and run for her own command, but she won't win if they release the thing, and then she won't win because of her policies and the banks won't allow it. But all she's going to do is give up on the tree initiative and they'll let her in. So I guess my question is, and I don't want to ever expect answers on this, but this is just something that, this is the reason why I created this website, so I can have these little talks with myself. But you know, does love conquer all? You know, it's funny because in the movie they're like, you know, her aides, her staff are telling Seth Rogen, he's like, well, don't worry, you can be like the Marilyn Monroe of this White House. So they're talking about how they can sneak him in through the tunnels and all that stuff to be her secret boyfriend as she's president, which is, I thought was cute, but because that really did happen, just so everybody knows. But it's a serious question, like, do I, if I have the chance to make something better for somebody else, do I sacrifice my own needs and my own wants for that? You know, I mean, that's actually, I thank God for just putting that in my head, because I could have just started off the whole conversation with that question. Like, do I, if I can help 10 people or I can help myself, what do I do? You know, and it's a tough decision. Like I said, like, I mean, many of us, everybody's faced a decision like that, probably not on that momentous scale, but we've all, you know, had to decide something like, what's the better outcome? So, but the whole main reason I was thinking about this one is that it's about love, you know, and I'm a big believer in the power of love. I have not always been that way, but thankfully now I am. But I often question what love is. I've talked about conditional love and unconditional love, and now I sit here and I wonder, does love conquer all? I mean, she loves Seth Rogen. She loves her country. It's not the same kind of love. And she probably loves Americans. Not the same kind of love, though. So does her personal love conquer her commitment and love for the people in the country? And, you know, it's tricky. Like, I won't tell you the ending and how it happened. You know, you can pretty much guess, but... But if you take all that out of it and just focus on what would you do, you know? And like I said, it's not about choosing something that, like, I want personally as a possession over giving that possession to others. It's about love. Like, I pray that it would never be your child over somebody else's children or anything like that. But it's mind-boggling. Like, my brain, and I've gone over this a lot, like, in the last couple of months, maybe to a year, of just saying, you know, would I choose this or would I choose that? Another good scenario is a bomb shelter. You know, like, you've got enough food for you and your two children and your wife in your bomb shelter, and your neighbors have nothing. Do you take your neighbor's children and put them inside and put yourself outside to face nuclear radiation? I mean, obviously the husband and wife next door, they want in too, but in reality, the best thing you could do is just put all the kids in there. I don't know, that's something that I've, a theory or a hypothesis that I came up with myself trying to figure it all out. I actually got that from a very old, Twilight Zone episode. But anyways, if anybody ever listens to this, ponder that question. Just ponder, you know, like, what would you do? You know, like, love conquers all. Unconditional love. And that, I will say that in this movie, that there's definitely unconditional love, which I thought was awesome. They both did a great part. I don't know if it was a Netflix movie. I'm guessing it probably was. But it's actually really good. And Seth Rogen, I was surprised. From where he's gone from Pineapple Express to this, he's actually a pretty good movie actor now. Give the movie a watch, but think about that. Does your love, your personal love, your unconditional or conditional love, surpass the needs of many? That's the best way I can put it. I mean, does your love, not your love for an object, not your love for a car, for your pet, nothing like that, nothing external, more internal as far as relation, either a relationship or blood relation goes. Like, does your love surpass that of others? You know, and it's tricky because you'll start thinking, like I started thinking, I'm like, well, ultimately, I could let the world go to shit, and I could be with my soulmate, and that would make me happy, but other people would suffer from that decision, you know? And some people will throw caution to the wind and say, well, it's up to those people to better their situation. But is it? It gets very confusing. I could make this audio could be an hour long, 2 hours long, time of this. Because as I tell a lot of the kids in my life, you've got to think of repercussions. It's something I never did. I would just say yes, say no, or just do it or not do it, and not think of the repercussion. And that cost me a lot. But you have to think of the repercussions on something like this. You have to think forward. So yes, I'm with my soulmate, but some other bank-owned guy gets into the presidency and does it all over again, or makes it worse, kind of like what's going on now. And that's bad for everybody. You know, we all know that we can all go rally and protest in the street. It ain't going to change nothing in the White House. They're still going to rob, steal, and lie about it. So what do you do? And then what you do is, if you decide to become president and it turns out that while you're president, everything still goes to shit because the bankers and the weapons and everybody else and the pharma and oil, they all have their hands so deep in all the politicians' pockets that your presidency doesn't really matter, because it really doesn't. But so you just lost the love of your life, your soulmate, so that you could change nothing. Or you do change everything and it becomes a better world and people become nicer and they finally realize that we're all just brothers and sisters and we should work together. I won't get on that rant, but it works out. But you try to go back to the love of your life, to that soul mate, and they say, you turn me down. You know, I don't know. I wonder if I would wait. I think I would like to think, at least for me now, where I am personally in my life, I would like to think that I would be willing to wait for the benefit of others. But, you know, it's crazy. It's little decisions like that. And we're faced with them every day. We don't think we are. We think, oh, well, this is Mark. This is big. This will never happen in my life. But you face little decisions like this every day. You know, when you're sitting in a traffic at a four-way stop sign and everybody's looking at each other like, who should go first? If you decide to go first, then you're only worried about yourself. Even if you know it wasn't your turn in the rotation, but you went anyways. or should you let everybody else go first? I know that's very minuscule on the comparison level, but we're faced with this every day. Now, see, that's the thing, though. That's not love. That's just a decision for the best interest of everybody. Everything has repercussions. Look for the forward event. But for love, it is tricky, man. So, I'm not going to go any further on this. I hope somebody listens to these things. And that's it. All right. I love you all. And let me know what you think in the comments. If anybody ever listens. Bye-bye.